testing the thesis where the Gulf decline story could be wrong. The structural decline narrative for the Gulf as a global sports and entertainment hub deserves deliberate scrutiny because the region has absorbed significant geopolitical shocks before and recovered. The Gulf War of 1990 to 1991 directly involved Kuwait, geographically proximate to Abu Dhabi, and Gulf economic activity rebounded. Sharp conflicts with defined endpoints allow tourism to recover quickly. The more legitimate concern in the current situation is duration. A protracted regional conflict with no clear resolution pathway suppresses tourism for years, not months, changing the calculus meaningfully. The financial counterargument is also non-trivial. Gulf sovereign wealth funds have not shown signs of strategic retreat from global sports investment. Saudi Arabia's league continues attracting high-profile players, the PIF's LIV golf strategy remains active, and ADIA continues deploying into European football. If the Gulf states themselves are still betting on sports as a long-term strategic asset, the structural decline hypothesis requires them to be systematically wrong about their own competitive position. A strong assumption to make. Crucially, Gulf sports investment is not a monolith. The NEOM halt, Abu Dhabi's occupancy decline, and Formula One's complications are concentrated in Saudi and Abu Dhabi exposure. Qatar's 2026 World Cup delivered on its logistical promises, and UAE entertainment assets outside Yas Marina continue performing. The decline narrative risks conflating cyclical disruption in specific markets with a fundamental regional reset. Two precise indicators will test the thesis over the coming 12 months. If Gulf hotel occupancy trends back towards 75% or above by early 2027, and Saudi Arabia announces a revised credible NEOM scope, the structural decline story was overstated. What appeared catastrophic was cyclical. If occupancy remains suppressed through 2027 and NEOM stays silent, the depth of the problem was underestimated, not overstated. For the Partners Group refinancing, the test is equally specific. Conventional repricing at higher spreads signals manageable stress. A debt-for-equity swap or covenant-heavy extension signals something the current private credit market has not yet fully priced.